Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Matt's great, and Matt joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Follow him on Twitter, at Derry Speaks. Now, this is a man who's a tale of two cities, because he hosts the Derry Brothers podcast, and he talks about the Guardians, which we have to call him by that.
It's technically the Derry Brothers Tribecast, which I think they have to change now.
What are you guys going to call your podcast now, you and Todd? What are you guys going to call it now?
Still to be determined. Still to be determined.
No, you got to figure it out. Tomorrow's the day, Matt Derry.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. You talk about people bringing legitimacy. What about the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder?
No, I'm kidding. He's a good guy.
Hey, Matt, I know you are a lifelong diehard Cleveland sports fan. We were just talking about Steph Curry and whether or not you can stomach even going to see Steph Curry, because we don't know if he's going to play tonight. And then I brought up the example of John Elway at the end. Were there any buddies of yours, any friends of yours who were like, yeah, you know, Elway should have a title. He went to three Super Bowls before that. It's not like people were rooting for him, but could you stomach it?
No, not at all. I wanted to kick him in the teeth, just like everybody else.
Well, because easy to do. But the thought was, Matt, that maybe if the guy that you can't get past never wins anything, doesn't that even further invalidate you?
Like, maybe a little bit, Anthony, but let's be honest. I mean, nobody in 86, 87, 89, nobody rooted for the Broncos the next week. There were times I remember I didn't want to watch the game. I didn't want to stomach seeing the possibility that smile and those teeth would be hoisting the Lombardi trophy.
Boy, yeah, there's a lot of focus on John Elway's teeth. Are there anything else about him physically that you don't like?
I don't know, Ken. I'm just trying to bring some legitimacy.
Matt Derry joining us on the show. So I want to ask you about the Guardians here in a bit, but you also host the Locked On Lions podcast. Again, follow him on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, because, man, he's a tale of two cities. It's Detroit and Cleveland. So what's this year been like? 0-8-1, huh? Sounds a lot like the Browns a few years ago.
It does, but I think the difference is, like, let's say the Lions somehow go 0-16-1. They're not going to clean house, because this is a new regime that started this year. It's different than when the Browns did it and they cleaned house and had to bring in a new regime after that. So this is one of those situations where the general manager's got 5 years. The head coach, Dan Campbell, I know Anthony's a big fan of, has 6 years. So those are long contracts with ownership and the Ford family that is notorious for holding on to people longer than they should. Matt Millen got a second contract, for God's sake. So he was the worst general manager in sports history. So it's not good. I mean, they have no talent. You know, they can't score, which in football, that's kind of the object of the game. So it's troubling and troublesome. But, I mean, Dan Campbell has brought in a better culture that they're going to try really hard. They do play for him. They seem to like him. They were right there with the Steelers this past week. They should have won that football game. Pittsburgh did not impress me at all. Eventually they're going to have to win a game here. It's getting ridiculous.
All right, they've played the Vikings close. That game looked just like the Browns game against the Vikings. That Bears game was winnable for a period of time. And, of course, the Ravens game, too. So how worried should we be, understanding that the Browns have our own issues this week?
Not at all. And don't get worried about Jared Goff or Tim Boyle. I mean, give me a break. If Tim Boyle starts, think about this, guys. If Tim Boyle starts for the Lions Sunday, which is possible because Jared Goff's got this oblique injury, the Lions last 12 times they've had a quarterback make his debut, they've lost. Made his first start. And this would be Tim Boyle's first start, the former Packers backup, who's now the Lions backup, who, by the way, has been out the last 8 weeks with a thumb injury and was terrible in the preseason. Yet he's definitely the number two over David Blough, who couldn't even get on the field last week with Goff not even being able to throw the ball down the field. I mean, the Lions' offense against the Steelers last week was running the ball every down because Goff was hurt and it was rainy and wet. So, like, on 3rd and 15, they would hand it off and punt. I mean, Jack Fox punted 10 times. There's no reason and no excuse for the Browns not to win this football game. The Lions are just beat up. Goff might not play. And this would be inexcusable for the Browns with the Ravens coming up twice.
Up until this last week, why has Jared Goff struggled? Is it just the lack of talent around him, or is there another reason?
Ken, he's not good. I mean, that's plain and simple. This is not Jared Goff from 4 or 5 years ago, or Jared Goff that was in the Super Bowl. This is a regressed shell of himself that just isn't very good. And yeah, you're right. The receiving core isn't good either. And that's actually on the new GM. I mean, I think Brad Holmes needs time, just like any general manager would need time to inherit the mess that he inherited from Bob Quinn. But my goodness, the talent level at receiver is not good. They brought in Tyrell Williams, that flop. They brought in Rashad Perriman. That was a joke. The one receiver they drafted, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's not bad, but it's not somebody the Browns are circling on their board saying we must double him. They just don't have a lot of talent at that position, but Goff has to be better. He has missed some throws. He spins into sacks. I mean, Myles Garrett is coming from the left tackle spot and their right defensive end spot. If he's able to get around Taylor Decker, it's money because Goff can't get away if Goff plays. And he spins and reverses into sacks. So he's just not making enough plays, and it's not the Goff that we saw in the Super Bowl a few years ago, the Rams, and there's a reason Sean McVay had enough.
I don't understand the front office setup right now by the Lions. There's some familiar names there. Obviously, Chris Spielman was brought in. I read an article that said they hit an organizational home run bringing Spielman back in, and then, of course, John Dorsey is helping out, but yet the GM is Brad Holmes. What is the structure there?
That's a great question, Anthony. They hired Chris Spielman before they hired anybody else. Chris Spielman helped hire Dan Campbell. Chris is awesome. I mean, he's a great guy, and he's a legend here in Detroit. But I think if I had to guess, I would say that if Holmes flounders in 4 years, that Chris takes over. But Chris and Brad work together, so that's got to be a little bit awkward. They sit together at games. I mean, Chris Spielman is on the road with the team. He should be there this Sunday with Brad Holmes, with Ray Agnew. John Dorsey, I don't think, travels. But, you know, Dorsey is certainly a guy that you guys know, and Ken and I talked about a while ago when the Lions hired him. I mean, he just knows talent, and he knows people. And anybody that can help the organization, they'll take it. The Lions have been that pathetic. I mean, one playoff win now in 60-plus years. It's pretty bad. But the setup is Holmes is the guy. He's making the decisions. He does talk to Dorsey. He does talk to Ray Agnew, and he does talk to Spielman. But I think Spielman is more out of it now than at the beginning when Chris actually helped hire Dan Campbell before he hired Brad Holmes. Is it too many chefs in the kitchen? We're going to find out. I mean, Spielman made the comment on the radio here before Holmes was hired. We hope to build from the outside in and get a bunch of speed on the outside and get some skill position people. And then Brad Holmes got the job, and his first three draft picks were all linemen, Penei Sewell, and then two D linemen in rounds 2 and 3. So it went against what Spielman said. A little confusing, yes, but that's typical Lions.
How has Penei Sewell played for you guys this year?
Not bad. I mean, he was supposed to be the right tackle and Decker on the left side, and then Decker got hurt before week one. So Sewell had to move to left tackle, and he played great against Nick Bosa in week one. Then he was brutal for the next few weeks, looking like a rookie. And then last week, at right tackle, he had his best PFF grade of the year, and he did pretty well against T.J. Watt. So you put Decker on the left and Sewell on the right for the next 4 or 5 years, I think you're in pretty good shape. So it's a pretty athletic kid, and he's the least of their problems.
Matt Derry joining us, Derry Brothers Tribecast, soon to be called something else. We'll get to that here in just a moment. We'll get to the Guardians here in a moment. I got one more for you about the Lions. Matt Derry, are you guys going to pay Calvin Johnson his money? Did you guys work that out? What's going on?
They have not paid him his money yet. It's such a bizarre situation. They pulled this routine with Barry Sanders, and then finally they had a resolution with Barry, and they actually hired Barry to be kind of a spokesperson for the team, and he's out in the community doing stuff for the Lions. They've tried that with Calvin, but Calvin basically said, look, I want my money back. And then we'll talk about putting me in the community. And so that has not gone well. The ownership, Sheila Ford Hamp, got booed on Calvin Johnson Day when she spoke about him, which was a PR disaster, even putting her on the microphone. So nothing's been resolved yet. It's, like I said, that's kind of an SOL moment, as we say here in Detroit, same old lines.
Matt Derry joining us on the show. So if I wear a Indians hat to a Guardians game next year, am I making a political statement? Go.
Well, is it a Chief Wahoo hat or is it a sea hat?
There's a distinction there, huh?
Ooh. I don't know. What do you think, bud? Go ahead and answer it. Answer either one.
Look, I love this team. I'm the biggest Tribe fan there is or Guardians fan there is. But can someone explain to me what they're doing? What is this? Why do you go to the website right now? And how is there not a giant flashing sign lights? Like, we're doing this Friday. Big announcement. Come to the team shop. We're going to give away donuts, which in Mandy Bell's article said they are. Like, they're not even promoting this. It's like a one-line article in the news section on their website.
Giving away donuts?
I mean, what do they do? Guys, get with it. Like, this is a big deal. I want to buy gear, but I have to click on an article to find out if I can buy it online Friday morning because I won't be in town until next week. Like, what are you guys doing? It doesn't make any sense to me. Roll this out and do it right. This is PR 101. It's very disappointing.
I think they kind of want to be quiet about everything, don't they? It seems like they're not.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think that's what they're trying to do.
I mean, rebranding is the biggest. I know they didn't have a previous name, but remember the Kraken? What kind of social media, just how that was crazy the way that they unveiled all of that and got people excited about that. I don't know anybody excited about that logo.
Well,
and if they are excited about the name or the changing of the name, fine, but they're not excited about the logo. And right now, people are trying to buy holiday gear, Christmas gear, whatever. They can't find anything.
Hold on. Now, Derry, Matt, Anthony's right. I don't think he is, because that's apples and oranges. That was a new hockey team in a new town.
Treat this as new.
Nobody was calling up and leaving angry voicemails and messages and screaming at season ticket representatives over changing the name to the Seattle Kraken or anything like that. I think it's a different situation.
No, Ken, I think it is to an extent. I agree with you. If you go on Zach Meisel's Twitter, whenever Zach has broken anything about the name the last couple of days, and you're right, everybody's like, I'm boycotting, screw this, Indians forever, we're the Tribe, blah, 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 Dolan's cheap. It's the usual routine. But the Indians themselves right now can't cater to a couple of angry Twitter fans. They should be kissing ass and trying to get in the good graces of everybody right now. And promoting this properly. I mean, the video was well done months ago with Tom Hanks and the whole thing. That was really well done. Since then, we've had roller derby jokes. We've had Deadspin and others joke. You guys talk about it. I mean, it's like, guys, what are we doing here? Friday's is a big day. I, as a paying customer, want to buy some gear, but to search on the website to find out if I can get it online, that should be in lights. That should be. Somebody should be emailing me or emailing my brother and saying, hey, listen, hop on board. Hope to see you down here Friday. They should have players down there greeting some of the fans. They need to get in the good graces of the folks that, you're right, are on the fence about it.
I'm holding out hope, Matt Derry, who joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm still holding out hope that they are not rolling out the merchandise yet because they're changing that logo.
Which one? The one with the ball?
Is there any other horrible logo that you could possibly see there? I mean, it's so bad, Matt. It's so bad. It's indescribably terrible.
I mean, that's not where I was going to go. I mean, I'm probably going to go with like a quarter zip with the new C or something like that.
That's fine.
I think that's what I was thinking. I saw the one that Antonetti was wearing at the GM meetings, and hopefully Chris and Chernoff and them are going to bring us like Castellanos or Starling Marte or somebody like that.
Sure, we're still going to have Chernoff? Mets job's open again.
I thought that other guy was taking it.
Oh, I didn't see.
I
didn't see.
The Mets job.
I just heard Mark Chernoff on on Steve Summers' last show, and Steve Summers made a joke. And Mark Chernoff did not knock it down.
I was also listening to that and schmoozing as well.
Me hearing you there. Matt Derry. Find him on Twitter at Derry Speaks. He's on The Fan every now and then. He's very, very good. Very good host. Very good guy. All-around great person. Matt, thank you very much for the time, buddy.
All right, fellas. Great to talk to you.
Matt Derry, Locked On Lions podcast. Spends a little bit of time in Detroit. It's spends a little bit of time in Cleveland. You know, that's how that works with Matt. Fantastic guy all around. Do you like what you heard out of him?
I think they should have treated this like a this rebrand like it was the biggest deal in the world. And they didn't. And I think the lawyers got involved. I think the roller derby thing was just insane that they couldn't get that taken care of ahead of time.
Doug Deacon coming up at 9. More on this next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.